Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, I'm surrounded by wonderful smells of Italian food here. Luca, you're very welcome. They've asked me to try and speak Italian now, so you're going to rate me. I don't know how to speak Italian, but I'm going to try and say this. A tavola non si invecchia.
A tavola non si invecchia.
Okay, you're much better at that than me.
Buongiorno, Claire.
So, at the table you don't grow old is what I was trying to
say. Exactly, you never get old, yes.
And Luca Di Marzio is owner of the Rosa Madre restaurant in Dublin's Temple Bar. You're very welcome, Luca.
Thank you very much, Claire. It's a pleasure to be here.
I can see by your wonderful tan that you've been home recently.
Yes, well, I have my secrets as well. I do, you know, I do have some spray tan sometimes, so... It could be anything. But yes, I was on holiday last week, just back, I think, 3 days ago. And since the last day I came back here, I've been super, super busy. It's always nice to go on holiday, but then the coming back is always shocking, you know.
So, well, look, and I'm sure you're delighted that your business is just about, I would imagine, back to normal now.
Yes, yes. I'm happy the way it's going with the restaurant. I always try, you know, to have new challenges for the future. But, the starting point is always positive now. Definitely not like 10 years ago.
Well, look, for many people, travel either hasn't been possible or they just haven't embarked on travel this year. So this Travel With Your Taste Buds item is about experiencing different food traditions from other countries. And for Italians, food is so important.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. In fact, Claire, I believe it or not, I was on diet before I went on holiday and I was just trying to watch myself what I was eating. But the minute I stepped in Italy, my mom, she just came in front of me with a buffalo mozzarella, literally just made the day before. And I decided to stop the diet for 5 days and just say, let's take a break, you know, because it's impossible. It's impossible.
How does she serve the buffalo mozzarella?
Basically, she didn't even make to the plate. I just grabbed it from the bowl and I just squeeze the milk. It's just a different texture, different taste compared to anything else. You know, it's really special because they make there in the area where I have my house, they make buffalo mozzarella just the day before. So it wasn't even put it in the fridge, the buffalo mozzarella. And this is a very important thing that everybody should know.
They don't put it in the fridge?
No, it shouldn't be kept in the fridge, the buffalo mozzarella. But obviously, you know, if you make it the day before and you eat the day after, you can do it this. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, commercial way is impossible. So the buffalo mozzarella now, if has to be sent outside Italy, and needs to be with some kind of preservative that allow the buffalo mozzarella to last 28 days. But this affects pretty much the flavor.
Okay, but you have some tips for us if we do need to keep it in the fridge because it's come from Italy.
Super important. Tell us
what to do,
guys. So the buffalo mozzarella, you removed from the fridge like any other cheese, because I'm sure everybody knows that if you need to have a cheese plate, you need to take out the cheese at least half an hour before, because straight from the fridge, you're missing the flavors that the cheese has. So buffalo mozzarella is exactly the same, but it needs a little bit more care. In fact, what I do at the moment myself to make it a little bit more tasty, the commercial buffalo mozzarella that you find in the shops, you just take a bowl of water, hot water, and you dip the mozzarella still with the package inside the hot water. So it gets like, you know, a little bit warmer, wait another 10 minutes and then serve it. This is a very, very good trick, guys, to allow the buffalo mozzarella to have its natural taste again, you know, because the cold fridge kills all the flavor. And this happened in wine, in food, in cheese. So it's exactly the same. It's nothing.
Bring everything up to room temperature.
Absolutely.
What's the first thing you go for when you go home in terms of food? What are you really looking forward to?
Italy is the image of Italy on the plate, Claire, is tomatoes. So it's exactly a very simple dish that everybody I think in Italy grew up, and especially myself, because my father had fresh basil in the garden everywhere. Like wherever you look, it's fresh basil. I think now he has more varieties than, I don't know, he just told me last time, more than 10. But anyway, so it's spaghetti with pomodoro and basilico. So it's fresh tomatoes and fresh basil with garlic. It's a very simple dish, but I think, you know, it's the image of Italy.
So you go to Italy and you get a bowl of pasta. We were talking about this in the office. And olive oil and a bit of pepper, and it just tastes so nice. You try and do that at home, just doesn't work the same, doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, well, I think it's lots to do the air you breathe over there, you know, you feel in the air the flavor. It's like when you go to Capri, you smell lemons everywhere, and of course you have immediately this feeling, I want to put lemon into my plate, and you know, the breeze, it's all this. It's the same in Ireland. I experience here kind of the same when I go on the West Coast or you know, anywhere on the seaside, you feel this kind of seaweed, and you think straight away about oysters and seafood, you know. So it's a little bit more.
And you like to use seafood in your cooking,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm a big fan of seafood, Claire. Mm-hmm. So my restaurant, Rosa Madre, is mainly seafood. Then we have options also for whoever doesn't like. But yeah, the project was pretty much to show how Italians deal with seafood. And of course, local seafood in Ireland is super, super good. So it was an easy choice.
And
you
your mother, I think, as well, she was quite experimental, isn't she? And still is in her cooking.
Yes, Claire, of course. The story is simple because I called my restaurant Rosa Madre. Rosa means, Rosa is the name of my mom, which is called Rosa Minuti. And then Madre means mother. So I have, of course, I had a big influence from my mom, and this is also the name of my restaurant. But also what I like about my mom is, you know, she always cooks classic dishes, and, you know, from ragu to lasagna and things like that. But also she liked always to experiment new things, and by reading magazines. In Italy, there are lots of magazines where you can read new fashion in food and things. So she always had, you know, open mind to new things, to new fashion in food. And this is something I pretty much use a lot in my restaurant because you need to have always an eye of what's
at
new.
The
moment.
So you brought something lovely in for me to try. Yeah. And while I'm getting ready to taste this, this is aubergine, is it? With Parmesan.
Yes. So this is a very traditional classic recipe, one of the most classic. So it's called melanzana alla parmigiana. It's a mix of aubergines, which are actually deep fried, and then tomato sauce made just simply with garlic and fresh basil.
Oh my gosh,
and then layers of the two of
so
them.
It looks so nice. I can't tell you how nice this looks.
I'm so happy, Claire, because I wasn't sure until the end. I said, oh my God.
Oh, it looks lovely. What do you think of the Irish passion in some cases for a lasagna with coleslaw and chips?
No.
Oh, come on. You must know about this.
Know,
you've been here for years.
No, sorry, Glenn. I didn't know that. I pretend I don't know.
That's delicious.
Thank you. I'm so happy you like.
And in Italy, I was at a wedding in Italy once and it was beautiful, but it was just course after course. The meal lasted for hours and hours and hours.
And 40 degrees, which make it even harder.
Yeah, but it was all beautiful food, but small portions over a long period of time.
Yeah, but still it's hard. For us, it's hard. Like, you need to get some training to get there and eat 5-6 courses.
Yeah,
every
difficult.
Time I go for a wedding, last time I've been in Sardinia, and over there are mad with food. And then they start with the starters, and already after the starters, you're full. But they look at you like you can't say no, because it's very rude to don't eat. And at the end of the meal, you just, you know, can't move. It's so funny.
So explain to me what you might have then in a situation like that. Your starter. What's your starter?
Starters, for example, you eat with some prosciutto or parmesan, just you know, a few little bits and bobs of you know, appetizer. Mm-hmm. Then usually there is a cold starter that could be, you know, a seafood salad. It could be you know, what could be also seafood salad or
maybe the buffalo mozzarella. Maybe
buffalo mozzarella, definitely. Claire, thank
and then
you
have a couple of meat courses or just one.
No, then you have pasta, Claire.
Oh, gosh.
Don't forget about pasta.
How could
pasta
we forget?
Pasta is not the main course in Italy. Only in Ireland and outside Italy is the main course. In Italy is a section apart, which is called primi piatti. So pasta is primi piatti. In Italy there is primo, secondo, cioè antipasto, primo, secondo. So it's three courses, and then desserts, so four courses.
Mm-hmm.
So then there is the pasta, and then there is the main course, which is, you know, meat or fish, depends where you are.
Listen, I just love the sound of it. I know it's a lot of food, but hey, it's great. Luca, thank you so much. I'm going to finish that now once the show is over.
it's nearly lunchtime.
Yeah, of course it is. Luca Di Marzio, owner of the Rosa Madre restaurant in Dublin's Temple Bar. So nice to see you. Thank you so much.
Same, Claire. It was a pleasure.
For coming in. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today, but thank you very much for listening.